Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hundreds of mourners are expected to attend the funeral this morning for a Plymouth soldier killed in Afghanistan last month. 24-year-old Army Specialist Stephen Gutowski died after his unit was hit by an IED, an improvised explosive device. Gutowski is the sixth soldier with Plymouth ties killed in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney this morning offers this remembrance.
Ask anyone who knew Stephen or look at his Facebook page, and a few things become clear.
I know a lot of people probably gave up on the Boston Bruins. He would never give up on them.
And?
He'd come over and put his hand on my head and rub my head and say, oh, your wig's fitting good today, making some type of little jokes about, you know, the age and the gray hairs and do you have any and, you know, things like that. Just fun-loving, happy-go-lucky kid.
That was Ed and Joan Gutowski, Stephen's parents. Stephen to his family and Gudo to his friends. The 24-year-old was known for his pranks and drew people in with his lighthearted spirit. He loved watching Bruins games with his younger sister, Karen. His older sister, Cheryl, used to take Stephen to Dave Matthews Band concerts, where he would get up and dance without reserve.
He was really bad. He'd just literally, like, throw his hands in the air, he'd be jumping, he'd be kicking his feet out. It was really, like, a lot of, like, flailing-looking things at first. He had so much fun just dancing like a fool.
The 2005 Plymouth North High School graduate seemed to make friends wherever he went, and was incredibly involved. Track, football, the marketing club, working with kids in the Plymouth Recreation Department, he did it all. He decided to join the Army at the age of 21.
We support him.
He was proud of it.
He was proud of himself, proud of it. We couldn't talk him out of it. I wouldn't talk him out of it. He tried. I couldn't. It's your life.
And so he became a combat engineer. Back in February, he deployed to Afghanistan, where he helped clear roads and find IEDs.
I don't think he told us an awful lot of what he did when it came to the dangerous side so that we would not worry. In this case, we started hearing bits and pieces of things, and it's like, what do you mean this is what you're doing? Can't you do something else? Please, just, you know.
He was injured twice during his deployment and was awarded the Bronze Star and the Purple Heart, among other accolades. Stephen was among those who responded after 30 Navy SEALs died in a helicopter crash on August 6th.
Couldn't believe when he told us just a little bit on how they had to go in and pick up and move bodies and things like that. I think that's more of a reality for these young kids that are overseas like that, thinking this could be us. It's too close to home for them.
Shortly after that, Stephen was able to come home for 2 weeks to see his sister Cheryl get married. She says Stephen was the happiest she's ever seen.
I think he probably talked to every attendee at my wedding, whereas I probably didn't. He went around, gave everybody hugs, was in photographs with everybody, danced his butt off, and he didn't look so bad this time dancing.
Just weeks later, he would be dead. After the burial, close family and friends are planning to fulfill one of Stephen's last wishes that he put in his will, that they all take a shot of alcohol as a toast in his honor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.
Army Specialist Stephen Gutowski will be buried in the Massachusetts National Cemetery in Bourne.